Ukraine continues assault on Russian oil infrastructure with more drone strikes. By Breitbart London on May 30, 2026. Ukrainian drone strikes caused fires at more Russian oil facilities overnight into Saturday. Local Russian officials said, in what appeared to be the latest attack on Moscow's vital oil industry. Authorities in Russia's Rostov region said falling drone debris sparked a fire that damaged an oil depot and tanker in the port of Taganrog, while officials in the neighboring Krasnodar region reported a fire breaking out at an oil depot in Armavir for the same reason. Another facility of Russia's oil industry has been reached. Armavir, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wrote on X Saturday of the attack in the Krasnodar region, noting that Armavir is 500 kilometers from our state border. We are rightfully bringing the war back to where it came from, he wrote. Ukraine has expanded its mid- and long-range strike capabilities, deploying drone and missile technology that it has developed domestically to battle Russia's four-year-old invasion. Attacks on Russian oil assets that play a key part in funding the invasion have become almost daily occurrences. For its part, Russia has used its long-range ballistic missiles to damage Ukraine's power grid and hammer cities. The Ukrainian capital is bracing for further heavy bombardments after what the Russian Foreign Ministry said earlier this week would be upcoming systemic strikes on Kyiv. Zelensky said Thursday that he's being very persistent in pressing the United States to provide his country with more Patriot air defense missiles that can counter devastating Russian ballistic missile attacks. The attacks on Russian oil infrastructure came a day after a Russian drone that was part of an attack on Ukraine went astray and struck an apartment building in eastern Romania, injuring two people in the NATO member country. The incursion added to concerns that the war could spread across the alliance's borders, and drew strong condemnation across Europe. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.